Before the episode starts,
a word from our sponsors. We make footballs. American footballs. Not those gosh darn European footballs. We make purebred American footballs imported from China. Buy them today at 1-800-FOOTBALLS. We will foot your balls.
Welcome to another publication of
Melon Masters.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Dante.
On episode 3428,
we're going to be talking about an author,
Alison Joseph.
She made a short poem called Caroline. We will now read through it. In eighth grade, we teased that girl, much as we were mocking her clothes, her stringy hair, her flat, pallid face that revealed little protest. Used to being the one white girl in our class of blacks, Hispanics, she endured our taunts on her lack of rhythm, on her stiff, flat-footed walk. How we pitied her. Brown hair, parted straight, pulled back in a dull ponytail, her jeans or corduroy pants in washed-out shades of gray or blue. Her homework neatly done and pinned legible print. How weak it was to be white. We thought not able to dance or run fast, to have skin that peeled from too much sun. We never let Caroline forget that she was white and we were black. That we could swing our hips and snap our fingers without trying privy to stress slang rhythms. But she was our white girl. If anyone else dared to touch her, call her names, we'd be on them in a second, calling them ugly right back, slapping offenders if necessary. With one of us by her side, she could walk the school safely, knowing that she was our, even if we didn't let her in all the way, even if we laughed at her white speech, thin lips.
As you can see, the text makes it very clear Caroline is having a good relationship or a bad relationship with the girls.
And that's what we're here to talk about.
I believe that the main character and Caroline are in an unhealthy relationship because the main character says, mocking her clothes, her stringy hair, her flat, pallid face. This shows how the main character is in an unhealthy relationship because they're making fun at her.
But I feel that the relationship is more beneficial because of this quote here. If anybody dared to touch her, call her names, we'd be on them in a second. See, I don't think that the relationship is necessarily good, but I don't think that it's bad. I think that her having a relationship with them is more beneficial for her than if she didn't have the relationship with them.
I see what you mean, Dante, but they go into so much imagery and detail that it makes me feel the author wants the main character to seem like a bully.
But, with your same reasoning, why would they add the last part in if they weren't trying to show that their relationship is being beneficial? You know what, after listening to what I just said, you actually have convinced me that I now legitimately believe that they are in a bad relationship. And the author, I feel, did a very good job with making it confusing, but also not confusing.
That's what I was trying to show you. But I do see your point. Thank you so much for coming.
And now time for some bloopers. Welcome to another... Welcome to another publication of
Melon
Masters. I'm Dante and my bro
Andrew.
Peace.
Wait. Why did I say peace?
Wait. Oh, sorry. See, the text makes it very unclear.
I'm watching every single episode.
Day 47. Food supply is running low. We have enough for 14 more days. We're gonna have to have another recon squad go out.
What?
See you tomorrow, day 48.
Day 48. Sent recon squad out 12 hours ago. I haven't come back. I'm thinking of going out myself. I have to go. Day 49. I'm going out as a recon squad. If there's no day 50, then you know what happened to me. I'm sorry, but I have to end this recording. I have been Dante Swift, and if you find this, then hopefully the world's at a better point. Goodbye.